Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Avery Hart back with another dose of stoic confidence. Now, I know what you're thinking, Avery, forgiveness. That sounds like something for self-help gurus and opera. And hey, don't get me wrong, there's wisdom in those realms too. But listen up, because this isn't about being a doormat or letting people walk all over you. This is about liberating yourself, finding inner peace, and becoming the badass version of yourself. You deserve that, right? Holding on to anger, resentment, even just the what-ifs from the past, it's like carrying around a backpack filled with bricks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and trust me, you don't need extra baggage in your life. Today, we're diving into cultivating forgiveness for others, but most importantly for yourself. Think of this as a mental spring cleaning, baby. Let's talk about 5 key takeaways to help you unlock that inner power of forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Ever felt like holding on to anger was the only thing keeping you from exploding? Trust me, I get it. It's a primal urge to fight fire with fire. But here's the catch. Clinging to the anger is like sipping poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. Forgiveness isn't about condoning their actions, it's about releasing the power they have over you. It's choosing peace, choosing strength, choosing freedom. 10. Recognize that everyone messes up. We're all human, a walking collection of quirks, mistakes, and sometimes, downright bad choices. Think back to your own blunders, we've all been there. Holding on to the past means judging yourself, others, and essentially ignoring the beautiful messiness that is life. Forgiveness allows you to acknowledge imperfections and move forward with grace and understanding. 3. The power of perspective. Ever heard the saying, "Don't take things personally"? It's not always easy, but sometimes people's actions stem from their own pain, insecurities, or even just a bad day. Trying to see things from their perspective doesn't mean excusing their behavior, it simply means broadening your understanding. This shift in perspective can often lessen the sting of resentment and make forgiveness feel less like a burden. 4. Practice self-compassion. Seriously, people, be kind to yourselves. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and growing. When you slip up, instead of beating yourself down, offer yourself the same understanding and compassion you would give a friend. This helps create a foundation of self-love that makes forgiveness both for others and yourself a lot easier. 5. Let go with intention. Forgiveness isn't a switch you flip, it's a process. It takes time, effort, and sometimes a whole lot of inner work. When you're ready to let go, do it with intention. Visualize releasing the anger, the hurt, the resentment, picture it dissolving like smoke in the wind. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing not to carry that weight anymore. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly cancels plans or makes promises they don't keep. It's frustrating, right? You might find yourself feeling angry, hurt, and even betrayed. You could hold on to that resentment for years, letting it poison your friendship. But what if you chose forgiveness instead? What if you acknowledged their flaws, understood that they might be struggling with something you're unaware of, and decided to move forward with clear boundaries and open communication? It's a tough path, but one that leads to genuine connection and freedom. So, remember, my friends, forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go of the past and embrace the power of the present moment. You are capable of incredible things. Choose forgiveness, choose peace, choose your own damn happiness. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever found yourself struggling with forgiveness? Share your thoughts, stories, or even just a simple hell yeah in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, keep your chin up, your heart open, and your stoic confidence blazing bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.